Live
and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now a 75-year-old slice of cake is going on sale in Cambridge next month. It's not any old slice of cake, though. This is a slice of Her Majesty the Queen's wedding cake from 1947. It'll be auctioned by Cheffins. Martin Millard is a director of Cheffins Fine Art Auctioneers. Afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon.
This must be one of the more unusual items you've had through the doors, then.
We've been very fortunate. We've sold a lot of unusual things, but this is certainly up there.
So tell me how it's come to be up for auction.
Well, I think obviously being the Jubilee year, there's that added increase in energy and excitement around anything royal at the moment. And I had a phone call from an existing client to say, I've discovered I have a piece of the wedding cake and we'd very much like to sell it. We think it's a good time.
I mean, how does someone discover they've got a piece of a Queen's wedding cake?
It was a family thing, so I think they were aware they'd got it. I think it was more of a rediscovery. But it had been acquired directly from the Queen. About 2,000 slices of this cake were gifted to those in attendance and to other sort of loyal subjects after the wedding. And it had been kept stored safely away in its little presentation box ever since.
What a thing to have in the family. What sort of state's it in? You mentioned it comes in its own presentation box. Is it all mouldy and stuff, or does it still look like cake?
It still looks like cake, yeah. There's no obvious mould on it at all. I guess it's a credit to the amount of alcohol that went into it, perhaps. But it looks remarkably good. I don't think I'd endorse anybody eating it, but for the age, it certainly looks very good.
You mentioned it had plenty of alcohol in. I mean, this is so unusual because it's a time when we would have all been rationed, wouldn't we? And this was a show of what we can do as a country.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's in its entirety, it stood some 9 feet high. But there were donations from around the world. I think the Girl Guides in Australia contributed. There were donations from South Africa. I think in a time of rationing, the whole world, or the empire, I suppose, as it was, pulled together in a show of strength and solidarity to make sure that Her Majesty had a cake fit for such an occasion.
Now, I know it's a very vulgar question, but have you got any idea how much it's going to go for yet?
Well, surprisingly, one or two of these slices of cake have come up for sale over the years.
Really?
Yep, and they don't come up very often, but we have seen a few. Generally speaking, they make a few hundreds of pounds, although I have seen one example make a four-figure sum. And with it being the Jubilee year, maybe there'll be a bit more interest. Who knows? But you don't get too many opportunities to own such a thing, so it will be interesting.
I was going to say, that sounds like an awfully large amount of money for a cake. But, I mean, this is a slice of history, isn't it? And I suppose when you compare it to some of the...
literal slice of history, this one.
Absolutely. When you compare it to some of the other fine art that you deal with over at Cheffins, I suppose it's not as much as you might expect to pay for a piece of history. This could be a slice of Britain's history for quite a comparatively reasonable sum.
Absolutely. I think it's a very, very sound investment, perhaps. You know, there are only a finite number of these slices left in circulation, I'm sure. Increasingly less, I suspect, as time goes on, and they will deteriorate. And if it's kept well, I suspect it could prove to be quite a fruitful investment, shall we say.
Oh, very good. So let's say I'm thinking of making a bid. How do I go about doing that? I'm not familiar with auctions at all. I'm not familiar with how you work at Cheffins. How does it work if I see an item like this cake and want to come and bid on it?
There are quite a lot of options open to you these days. So the sale itself will take place here in Cambridge on the 14th of July. And of course, you're welcome to come along and register and bid in person. But more commonly these days, people choose to bid online. So you can register in advance, put all your details in via our website, and then you can follow the auction in real time, watch the live video feed, listen to the sound, and place your bids in real time through a click of a button as it happens.
Now, you're really tempting me here. If I go home and want to actually do this, what's the website I need, Martin?
You need to go to cheffins.co.uk. and then go to the fine art department, and the catalogue will be going live in just a couple of weeks' time, so you can't register for that sale just yet. The sale is the 14th of July, and the catalogue will all be online from the Friday of the preceding week. But in the meantime, by all means, send us an email, and we will happily remind you a little bit nearer the time.
Fantastic. Martin Millar, Director of Cheffin's Fine Art Auctioneers, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Take care.